This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State officials say it could take until the end of the year to repair and restore a park near the Capitol building in Denver. Authorities cleaned up a homeless camp at Lincoln Memorial Park last week and then fenced off the area. The Colorado Department of Personnel and Administration says there's significant damage to landscaping, irrigation, lighting, and electrical fixtures and monuments. Officials estimate that cleanup and repairs will cost more than $200,000. Officials in Weld County have detected West Nile virus in a group of mosquitoes trapped in Berthoud. The risk of contracting the virus is low, but public health official Eric Acco says locals should still take some precautions.
That's why we're trying to get this information out now, is for the public to take precautions to avoid getting bit by mosquitoes, to avoid having standing water on your property.
Officials also recommend limiting outdoor activities at dusk and dawn when mosquitoes are most active. Last year, Weld County confirmed 9 cases of West Nile virus among humans. Currently, there are none in Colorado. CDOT will once again close parts of westbound I-70 on the west side of Glenwood Springs to help firefighters contain the mile marker 111 fire. Crews say they made significant progress yesterday. The human-caused fire has covered 9 acres and is now 85% contained. Travelers should expect delays this afternoon and evening along I-70. It is 92 degrees in Denver. Tomorrow will be high in 95 and Sunday a high of 96. Tonight, it'll go down to 65. You're listening to CPR News.